In the headlines, the Barbados Agricultural Society reports a shortage of dairy products, but remains hopeful production will return to normal soon. The NUPW is calling on government to pay Sanitation Service Authority staff the promised allowance. Mexico's coast battered by Hurricane Beryl this morning. A political scientist describes the outcome of the UK election as an expected victory. And the new UK Prime Minister pledges to steer the United Kingdom towards calmer waters. Good afternoon. I am Ronald Clark, and this is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group.
And the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean and ICBL, always there when you need us most.
Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul, says farmers are working to address the challenges that have caused a shortage of some dairy products. Mr. Paul tells Starcom Network News he remains hopeful they can get milk production back to the previous levels.
We always had issues with milk, and we're trying to grapple with these issues. But farmers are trying to do their best to sort of try and keep the production where they should be. Well, there are some issues, but I think farmers are at the moment trying to, you know, grapple with these issues and deal with them. One of the things is that we're trying to assist is in terms of getting some equipment, supplies for them to address the issues on the farm themselves. And of course, there were issues before. But the whole thing is that how soon can we get our milk production back at the levels that they should normally be. We are still optimistic that at least going forward into the end of the year next year that things should start to return to normal. But it will take a while. As I said, it's not easy. It's not a turn on and turn off. That we have to work with the animals and where they are at.
Mr. Paul also notes that following assessments, the industry received minimal damage from the passage of Hurricane Beryl this week.
At the moment, we have not witnessed, in terms of the livestock or fruit and vegetable sector, any significant impact to date. I know there was a reported case of one chicken pen in St. Lucie that was blown down. So outside of that, we have not heard really in terms of significant impacts on the sector as a whole that would impact, you know, in a very negative way. You know, there might have been some damage because, for instance, I don't know if in some areas in terms of the month of rainfall, whether or not there was any water damage to any crop. We have not had a situation where there have been any large-scale reported damage.
Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul. The National Union of Public Workers wants a meeting with government to discuss the promised payment of Sanitation Service Authority staff. Last month, SSA workers were off the job over non-payment of a promised allowance. Deputy General Secretary of the NUPW, Wayne Warren, released a statement following a meeting with the Management Committee of the SSA on Wednesday.
The SSA committee agreed that the money will be paid in equal amounts across the board to all staff of the SSA. The committee is seeking to have an urgent audience of the chairman to have the matter concluded as a matter of urgency.
The NUPW is also appealing for increased hazard pay for SSA workers.
The NUPW will also be submitting a proposal for increased payment in hazard on behalf of the SSA workers and looks forward to urgent dialogue on this matter. The NUP will also be looking at revising the collective agreement and all matters related to the terms and conditions of service on behalf of the SSA workers.
Deputy General Secretary of the NUPW, Wayne Warren. And this is the lunchtime edition of The Latest.
And the lunchtime edition of The Latest on the Starcom Network comes to you in association with CIBC Caribbean and ICBL, always there when you need us most.
Barbados's 24th homicide victim, who was fatally stabbed at King's Village, St. Michael, yesterday, has been identified. He's 56-year-old Herbert Ronald Roger Deere of 4th Avenue Park Road, Bush Hall, St. Michael. The police say there was an apparent altercation between two men, approximately 6:45 a.m., which resulted in one man being stabbed. Residents of King's Village told Starcom Network News the deceased was known in the area by the nickname Breadfruit Man, and he was stabbed just outside his home. He was transported to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital by private transport and died while receiving medical treatment. Police also say a man who was the subject of a wanted man bulletin on July 3rd has presented himself to the Oystins police station. 43-year-old Dwayne Hallam, nicknamed Rat, of Rollins Road, St. Christopher Christ Church, was wanted in connection with serious criminal matters and is now in custody. Jamaica is in recovery after the passage of Hurricane Beryl, which caused two deaths and several infrastructural issues. The National Works Agency says its post-disaster restoration process has been activated and teams are working to ensure safe passage for all Jamaicans on the nation's roads in the aftermath of the passage of the hurricane. A report from Radio Jamaica, 94 FM, has indicated several roads are being cleared and wellness checks are underway in several areas.
Most roads in St. Elizabeth that were blocked by fallen trees, downed power lines and poles are accessible to single-lane traffic. A team from the National Works Agency is trying to remove bamboo along Holland Bamboo Avenue that toppled under storm force winds. Crews from the Jamaica Public Service Company are also trying to restore electricity in affected areas. Meanwhile, a welfare assessment team from the Parish Disaster Committee is in the field collecting information from families in need of assistance.
That report from Radio Jamaica 94 FM. A Category 2 Hurricane Beryl lashed Mexico's coastline on Friday morning, endangering the area's 2 million residents and Cancun and Tulum tourist hotspots. The hurricane, which has wreaked havoc across the Caribbean, destroying property and leaving homes without power, has hit Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. Top stories in the lunchtime edition of the latest. The Barbados Agricultural Society reports a shortage of dairy products, but remains hopeful production will return to normal soon. And the NUPW is calling on government to pay Sanitation Service Authority staff the promised allowance. And that's the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. Good afternoon. I am Ronald Clark.
Thank you, Ronald. And the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News was brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean and ICBL. Always there when you need us most. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. And like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.